Nebuchadnezzar made a statue of gold, 90 feet high and 9 feet wide. He set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And then Nebuchadnezzar gathered together all the princes, the governors, the captains and the judges and all the rulers to come to see his statue. And then a herald cried out, "It is commanded to you, O people, that whenever you hear the sound of the flute, the harp, and all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. Anyone who doesn't fall down and worship it will in the same hour be thrown into the middle of a burning, fiery furnace." When the great moment came, there was this sound of the flute and the harp and trumpets and all kinds of music. Everyone fell down and worshipped the golden image that had been set up by Nebuchadnezzar. And, of course, those who did not fall down and worship it stood out.
Now you could actually see them quite clearly, I think, because everyone was down and they were up.
That's right. And that's why some of the Chaldeans came and ran into Nebuchadnezzar and said, "O king, live forever. You've sent out an order that everyone who hears the sound of the music will fall down and worship the golden image that you have created, and that whoever doesn't fall down and worship it shall be cast into the middle of a burning fiery furnace. Well, O king, there are some Jews who are in charge of some of the affairs of the province of Babylon. Their names are Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. They have not served your gods, and they won't worship the golden image which you set up." So they sneaked on them, they dobbed them in. Nebuchadnezzar was furious, and he commanded that Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego should be brought before him. He shouted at them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, that you don't serve my gods or worship the golden image which I have set up? If the next time when you hear the sound of the flute, the harp, the trumpets, and you fall down and worship the image that I have made, all will be well with you. If not, you will be thrown the same hour into the middle of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the kind of God who can deliver you out of my hand?" Well, they refused to bow down to any other God apart from the one true God, the God of Israel. Nebuchadnezzar was really angry. He commanded that the furnace should be heated 7 times more than usual. In fact, he made it so hot that the flame of the fire killed some of the men who were leading Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego to be thrown into the furnace. Well, they were thrown in. But Nebuchadnezzar was amazed. He asked, "Didn't we throw 3 men bound into the middle of the fire?" "True, O king." But the king said, "I see 4 men loose." And they'd been bound, but he said, "I see them loose, walking freely in the middle of the fire, and they're not hurt. And the 4th looks like an angel." Nebuchadnezzar walked up to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and said, "Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come out and come here." He must have shouted because the noise of the fire would have been intense. Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego walked out of the fire, and all the captains and governors gathered there and saw these men, against whose bodies the fire had no power. Not a hair of their heads was singed, nor were their clothes burned, and there was no smell of fire on them. It must have sniffed them. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, who has sent his angel and saved his servants who trusted in him, who defied the king's word and risked their lives, that they might not serve God except their own God. So I make a decree. Any people, nation, or group who says anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a rubbish dump, for there is no other God who can save in this way." And the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to high officers in the province of Babylon. Well, there's a lot of lessons for us there, that we should even be prepared to die for our faith. And it was very difficult for them because probably all the other Jews had bowed down to this great image that had been set up, but they had principle. Just like when they were a bit younger, they had refused to eat the king's meat and to drink the king's wine. And so it was here. Now, they were promoted, we're told, to good jobs. But it wasn't because they wanted that. That was how God blessed them. And we also should not seek great things for ourselves. If blessing, good jobs and wealth come our way, well, that is from God. But we shouldn't seek those things. And it is so true that God is the only God. And even when it seems hopeless, it seems that all the power is with other people and the things of this world, God has a way of just acting over and above all that and can do quite amazing things in the lives of his people.